I neglected to welcome Deacon Quayle, who is Peter Quayle's grandfather, so we're glad to have you here with us this morning. You guys are getting ready to graduate, and I bet you're having some plans for the summer. Does anybody have plans for some kind of water adventures or sports? Going to the ocean, going to the lake, anywhere? Well, the kids have been at the grade school have been sharing with me. There's a lot of water adventures that are coming up. So Table Rock, Grand Lake, the ocean, and they're sharing how their excitement around these trips that their families are going to take. I've asked all of them if they needed a chaplain to go along with them. But, you know, when it comes to water adventure, unless we're talking about a swimming pool, what's the first thing that probably comes to your mind? You know, water skiing, whatever it might be. What do you need when you go out and pursue serious adventure and excitement on the water? Prayers? A life jacket, exactly. You'd be almost foolish, right, if you did not wear a life jacket, especially you get out into the ocean or and you get into more serious water, troubled waters, right? We can be compromised quickly. And most of us have probably had some kind of a scare on the water, right? Or know somebody who has had a scare on the water. You know, as you all go off to college, I'm reminded how when you were going into middle school, how I talked to you about going into middle school from grade school was an opportunity to take your faith life to the next level because you have more freedom, more responsibility, more opportunities, but you have more opportunity to choose freely for God. And so that allows you to take your faith life to the next level. And then when you were graduating from eighth grade here at Blessed Sacrament, I said the same thing to you when you were going as you went into high school. It's like now you may be able to drive, right? You're going to have a lot more freedom, a lot more opportunity, and it's an opportunity also to take your faith life to the next level because you own it more. It becomes yours. You take responsibility for it. And the more that happens, the more fruit, the more joy, the more life of grace that occurs and transpires in your heart. So now you're on another threshold. You're leaving your homes and your parents, right? And you're going into the work world or you're going to college. An incredible amount of freedom that you're going to be given now. Scary, right, parents? Yeah, okay. So a ton of freedom, but a ton of opportunity in the sense of like really being able to take ownership for your Catholic faith, that the faith becomes personalized, it's your own. I remember that was one of the things I was looking forward to most after graduating from high school and going to Fort Hayes is like, you know, I'm 2.5 hours away from mom and dad. They're not going to be around and with me during the week or on the weekend. I'm going to have to be the one that chooses my own faith. And so that was exciting. And I hope that prospect is exciting for you. So lots of opportunities. And if you're going off to college, you get to explore these wonderful ideas, learn more, build great relationships. So that's the positive side. And there's always a positive side when you're on the water and doing what, you know, going out for water adventure and sports. It's exhilarating. It feels good, right? The sun, the water, every part of it. But there's also danger involved, correct? When you're on the water, there's danger involved. And so as you go into college or you go into the work world, you go out on your own, what do you imagine some of those dangers are going to be? The turbulent waters. Oh, man, we got to send them back for another year. What do you imagine that they'll be? What have the priests and what have the teachers been, your parents been preaching to you? So what's going to be the turbulent waters? Oh, man. What's that? Okay, so there's going to be all kinds of opportunity for partying and drugs and alcohol, right? Those of you who go to college, even if you go to a Catholic college, there's going to be so much secular thinking, and teaching, which means that those professors and teachers are going to be squeezing out the faith, that it's not rational, it's not for educated people. You're going to go to college and you're going to see people that went to Catholic high school not practicing their faith, not going to Mass. And it's going to be, seriously? And you're going to see challenges all over the place in regards to the teaching of the faith. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome because being on the water is awesome. It's an adventure. It's exciting. But it's also perilous. It's also dangerous, right? And so being attentive and being aware of what you're going to be facing. So what do you do? Well, when you're on the water and you're out, say you're out in the ocean or you're water skiing, the way that you can protect yourself and ensure that things are going to be okay is that you put on a life jacket. That's right, exactly. And so this is where I want to go with the homily this morning. That reading from 1 Peter is perfect for you all. 1 Peter chapter 3, 15 through 18. Because Peter's talking to these disciples of Jesus who are being heavily persecuted. In fact, he'll say in chapter 14, don't be taken back by the testing by fire, which is taking place. So they're being tested by fire. People are dying for following Christ. So it is a turbulent, tormented time for those followers of Jesus. This is connecting with the same kind of, you know, your own challenges that you're going to be facing. And so what is Peter's advice to these people? He says, sanctify Christ as Lord of your hearts. So you have to be ready to give an explanation for the reason for your hope. That's what we heard from 1 Peter 3, right? And how do you do it? With anger and zeal? No, with gentleness and reverence, right? Because your faith is going to be challenged. But before you even go and respond to the particular challenges in the turbulent waters, the first thing you do is put on your life jacket, right? Yes, okay. And so that life jacket is sanctifying Christ as Lord of your hearts. What that means is that your house, your soul, is God's house. He's the master. He's number one. He has the first place. That's what St. Peter is talking about. So, practically speaking, how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, you know, you put on your life vest, and I remember hearing a lot about life preservers or life vests because my dad worked at the Marion Reservoir for 35 years. So he was a farmer. In order to support his farming habit, he had a full-time job. So that when most of the farmers went out of business and bankrupt in the 80s, he stayed in existence because he had another source of income. So, but being working for the Corps of Engineers for the Marion Reservoir, one of his jobs was, you know, he had to drag the reservoir for bodies at times because people weren't wearing life jackets or life preservers, right? And we at home constantly heard about, if you're ever on the water, put on your life jacket. He always had a fear about that. And so it was like instilled and burned into our minds and our hearts, right? Well, when I was growing up, the life jackets, the life preservers, they were not as good of quality as they are right now, you know. There was like one strap, and it would be kind of, you know, it didn't feel really secure against your body. You didn't know any different because that's the only thing that was out there. And that really helped, right? But you had to make sure that one strap was very tight, right? If you have a life preserver, life jacket on, but it's not strapped, what's going to happen, Jaden? Yeah. It's going to fall off. You know, when what's that? Yeah, that's right. It's going to fall off, and then you can only keep up swimming for so long before you get too tired and you're taken under, right? So that strap has to be secure. Well, the putting on of the life jacket and the securing of the strap is really the sanctifying, making Christ holy in your heart, sanctifying Christ as Lord of your hearts. And, you know, you think about that strap. What is that strap for you? That strap has to be the life of prayer. Having a prayer life, a regular daily prayer life, that secures the life jacket on you so that you're going to be able to enjoy your time as you leave your mom and dad's house, go to college, or you work, and you go out into all this opportunity, but facing all of these dangers. That prayer keeps Christ as Lord and Master of your heart. And if you do that, you can navigate and you can handle anything. I think the greatest strap, the most important strap, the most practical strap that one could use in regards to securing Christ and securing that life jacket on you is the rosary. You know, this a week ago Sunday, so that today was May 13th, that was the 100th anniversary of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima to the three children. So May 13th, 1917. And you know what the first thing that the Blessed Virgin Mary said to the children? Pray the rosary. Exactly. Pray the rosary. And she revealed herself to the children as, I am the Lady of the Rosary. I am the Lady of the Rosary. And so I love, you know how I used to do this when you were in middle school? I love to give challenges. Yes, I love to give challenges. So I have a little challenge today. Father Curtis and I have a gift for you. What do you think it is? It's a rosary, of course it is. Okay. This is no ordinary rosary. It's Father Curtis said this is 300-pound test paracord, so you can actually swing from it. and on it is a Father Capon cross. Father Curtis blessed all of these rosaries, so I'm going to hand those out right now. So please take your straps for your life preserver, okay? What's that? You want this to be the life jacket? Yeah, okay, this is the life jacket. Okay, to secure it, you got to pray it. How about that? I love it when it comes to me right when I'm talking. Okay, so you got it? Everybody got one? Okay. So today marks not just a new chapter of your life. I think going from grade school to middle school to high school, those were new chapters. This marks a new book, okay? It marks a new book. So start this book off right. So Father Yurok's challenge is this, all right? To pray one decade of the rosary, make a commitment to pray one decade every day, okay? What is one decade? How many Hail Marys? Huh? 10 Hail Marys and the Mystery and the Our Father, okay? Now, you know me. I always give challenges, but I believe in next level. Next level, bros, okay? So those of you who want a next level challenge, yeah, seriously, the entire rosary every day, make a commitment to it. My friends, this all seems like easy information and knowledge, and we can kind of take it for granted. But I'm telling you, just like St. Peter is, that if you live your faith, he said, it's not if you're going to be maligned and defamed. He said, when. And so that's the hitting of the waters. And if you don't have this, the life preserver, right? The life jacket. You're only going to be able to swim for so long before you're fatigued and taken under by the water. So my friends, today, you don't just start a new chapter. You start a new book. Amen?